As Cher Horowitz famously said in the movie Clueless,
whatever.
That word, whatever, has become a persuasive attitude in our culture. But renowned Silicon Valley business leader and workplace expert, host of CBS syndicated radio program In the Workplace, and best-selling author Richard Moran warns that the word is an attitude and it can have a toxic consequences that extend far beyond its immediate context. And in his upcoming book, Never Say Whatever, How Small Decisions Make a Big Difference, Moran argues that using that word, whatever, can wreak havoc in your career and personal life. Moran says the word whatever mentally could be hindering your success, whether you're a leader whose team experiences frequent turnover, an individual who avoids conflict, or someone who struggles to make decisions. In Never Say Whatever, Moran takes a deep dive into the unknown and ignore red flags that are involved in decision-making. He clarifies how these smallest decisions affect your career and life. So joining us today on Community Talk, here to share with us about tips on stop saying whatever and start making decisions is the title of the book, and the host of CBS syndicated radio program In the Workplace. Let's say good morning to Richard Moran. Richard, thank you for joining us today on Community Talk. And let's start off by asking you in this first question, why do we use that word, whatever?
Sure. Hi, Greg. How are you? I'm good. Well, I am becoming an evangelist to kill this word, whatever, because there's two things that happen when you say it. One is that you portray yourself as a slacker, as someone who doesn't care. But the second reason is if you say whatever, you're not making a decision. And I'm telling people, make decisions because they count, all of them. But yeah, you're either a slacker or you're not making a decision. And it's the small decisions that make for a successful career. Like, should you go to lunch with your colleagues? Should you get prepared for your performance review? We use the whatever word for a lot of different reasons, but I think that, you know, the world today is so complicated that we get something called decision fatigue. We just don't want to make any more decisions. We're tired of making decisions, but we need to make them. Otherwise, you may not get what you want. One of the things I highlight in the book is that a bunch of researchers at Cornell University looked at the simple act of going out to lunch, and they discovered that in that simple act, we make about 200 decisions. Where to go, where to sit, whole wheat or sourdough, lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, pickles, all those little decisions need to be made, or you're not going to get the lunch that you want. And I use that only as a metaphor to tell people that make the small decisions at work or in your life, because it all adds up to getting what you want.
What is the whatever survey?
Yes, well, it's not scientific. The book is easy to read. There's no data and quantitative analysis and flux capacitors. It's more about simplicity. So the survey that I talk about in the book is just very simple stuff that I made up, actually. And it's things like, you know, should you get dressed up for a Zoom meeting? Should you prepare for a Zoom meeting? Should you get prepared for your performance review? And the simple truth is that, you know, if you answer no to any of those questions, you're probably saying whatever, which is going to hurt you.
A rather more alternative way than saying that word, whatever, is going by your gut feeling. And you talk about that in your book. So why is using your gut feeling a better alternative than saying whatever?
Mm-hmm. Well, your gut is often accurate. Your gut is telling you a little bit about who you are and do you really want to do this. And if your gut is telling you, you know, no, I'm not good at math, so I shouldn't take this analytical job, or if your gut is telling you, you know, I'm not ready for this, lots of times your gut is telling you what decision to make, and lots of times that gut is accurate. And I think sometimes the gut can be a good alternative to whatever. That means that when you follow your gut, you can make a decision. And if you are not following your gut, then you're likely to say whatever, and the decision is never made.
We're speaking with Richard Moran, who has a book out called Never Say Whatever, How Small Business Decisions Make a Big Difference. Richard, what ways should we use in avoiding that word, whatever?
Well, it's a simple techniques of making decisions will get you out of the whatever world. So each of us have special ways that we make decisions. Some people like to use pros and cons and pick a decision based on that. One of my sons seems to like turning over the magic eight ball, asking a question to the magic eight ball, and that will help him make decisions. Others use a simple tool like what I call an imaginary board of directors. And in that, you ask yourself, think of who you admire, or think of who your idols are, and say, I wonder what so-and-so would do in this situation. I wonder what my dad or, a famous, leader would do in this decision, in this situation. And lots of times that's really helpful. So my point is that there are lots of tools that anyone can use to make decisions. And I think you need to know what works best for you and use that tool in order to make decisions and avoid whatever.
Richard, in the book, you say that using the word whatever not only affects you in the workplace, but also in a personal relationship, say like with a friend or a family member. Could you explain more on that and how that could be effective, not just in the workplace, but also it can affect personal relationships?
It can. It's as simple as, there is one good way to use the word whatever in relationships. And I've pointed this out to people. It can be something like, I love you and I'll do whatever it takes in order to win your affections. But it's more likely that when you say whatever to a spouse or to someone that you care about, you're telling them a little bit that you don't care. Mm-hmm. And that's not a good way to develop a relationship. And it can be as simple as someone told me the other day that when his wife asks him, what would you like for dinner? And he says, whatever, that tells her that he sort of doesn't care what she cooks, just flop it down there and I'll eat it. And so it can affect relationships in a negative way. And I think more people are realizing that it can be hurtful. And what I love about the word is, as I'm pointing out that it can be harmful, that they're saying it's like an earworm. They can't get rid of it now. Every time they hear the word whatever, they say, uh-oh, he or she shouldn't be saying that, or I shouldn't be saying that. So that's good. That's good if that happens.
Well, Richard, I'm going to let you take it on from here in closing. I'll just ask you this two-part question. First question is, what final thoughts would you like to share with our listeners, and how may our listeners also get to read more of your book, Stop Saying Whatever and Start Making Decisions?
Just remember what I said in the beginning, that when you say whatever, you're either conveying the message that you're a slacker and you don't care, or you're not making a decision. So it's right. The whole book is right in the title, Never Say Whatever. So it's coming out in early April. It's available now for pre-order on all usual places, but It's an easy to read, funny, prescriptive kind of book, and I think your listeners will enjoy grabbing it.